I've spent the past 10 days speaking to business leaders, employers, and entrepreneurs to reassure them. London's Blairite Mayor Sadiq Khan gets his priorities straight following the Brexit vote. Evening Standard, the 4th of July. If you have nothing, why would you vote to keep things as they are? Spoof News reporter Jonathan Pye, actor and comedian Tom Walker shows more insight than many politicians on the Brexit vote. Cameron resigns. The 24th of June 2016, Johnson withdraws. The 30th of June 2016, Farage resigns. The 4th of July 2016. 84% majority of the public which wants EU migrants to be allowed to stay, according to a new ICM poll. 77% majority of Leave voters who want EU migrants to be allowed to stay, same poll. Hardly a victory for the far right. This rebellion wasn't caused by racism or a paroxysm of infantile anger. It was considered. The workers spied an opportunity to take the elite that despises them down a peg or two, and they seized it. Right-wing bosses Mag the Spectator catches up with what the socialist has been saying for months. The big business-owned media's awakening about racism has class motives and is temporary. They want to turn this against all Brexit voters. We say, stop demonizing the working class. It is working class struggle that has challenged racist divisions. Last issue of The Socialist, United Working Class Resistance can cut across racism,